You know the name and the voice of Dr. Oren Amatay. He's a frequent contributor here on News Talk 1010. He is a registered psychologist, and he's here today to deal with this whole business of why people often act so out of character on Halloween. Dr. Amatay, welcome.
Thank you for having me, John.
Yeah. So is it fair to say that, within this may lie the explanation for all this, that the more covered up your identity is in a costume, the more out of character you are likely to ask, though not, for everybody, but the more likely it is to happen?
It is, because the more that you, cover your identity, the more anonymous you feel, and you feel that there's less chance of consequences happening to you. Even if people know who you are, if you feel that you're anonymous, you're more likely to act out of character.
And does this apply to, let's start with kids, because of course there are far more kids in costume today than there are adults. I mean, does it apply to children as well?
Yeah, research back as far as 1971 showed that the children who felt like who were in costume, if they were in groups of kids in costume, they were more likely to steal candy and money from other children. And we're assuming that not all the kids were thugs. So yes, kids are more likely to do it, or as likely to do it as adults.
Now, when you say adults will do it, I guess we've all seen it to some extent. Even I've engaged in it. I used to go with a bunch of friends to, we used to go when the Leafs made the playoffs, so we haven't been as busy going as in prior years. But we went in costume, very much completely obscured in terms of who we were. And you would have a little fun and say things to people that you wouldn't otherwise say if you were, kind of there as yourself. But with adults, you got to believe that normally they're going to be at a party in costume and everybody's going to know who they are. So why do they still engage in kind of behavior that's out of character?
Because man or woman doesn't matter, we are irrational. Research has shown this, that they did a study where people were wearing sunglasses. Everyone knew who they were, the researchers knew who they were, but just the fact that they were wearing sunglasses made them significantly more likely to act immorally in this game that they were playing. They were cheating, they were they're being more selfish. So it's this weird psychological phenomenon that we seem hardwired, that if we think, for whatever reason, regardless of whether it's true, that somehow, that we are concealing our identity in any way, we are just more likely to act in ways that are not that nice. And it's also part of this process called de-individuation, which is kind of like we lose our identity, and that happens when you're in a crowd. So if you're with a bunch of friends, you're all dressed up or, doing anything together where you feel like you're just, it's kind of the mob mentality. You feel that you can do things and get away with them because people don't know who you are.
What about the notion of kind of taking on the character that you're dressed up as? I mean, does that really happen where people might be dressed up as a bad guy of some kind and it actually, would influence their behavior and that somehow they think they're supposed to act the part?
Believe it or not, it actually does to some degree. If you put on the Joker's costume, I'm hoping you're not going to go around assassinating people, but you might act more, wild than you normally would. When people put on police outfits in Halloween, you see them walking more erect. They have this kind of attitude of, this macho attitude. When women dress up, in more sexy costumes, they do start, just acting more like the character. And research back in the 70s as well showed that there's a famous Stanford experiment where they had prisoners and guards, they show that people can really fall into these roles quite easily.
Well, and what about the other explanation you often hear offered, which is that everybody in some corner of their brain or some corner of their being has some kind of a side that, maybe it's a dark side, maybe it's a funny side that doesn't show, maybe it's just a side that kind of has you acting out of character, but that everybody's got that side and it maybe takes a costume or Halloween or the crowd or all of the above to kind of bring it out.
And alcohol. Don't forget alcohol.
Yes, good point.
Yes, that's the shadow. Carl Jung called it the shadow. Freud would call it the id. We all have that. And we spend our whole lives being taught to suppress it, to kind of channel it in ways that people aren't going to be offended or hurt or scared. And but we still have it. We harbor it. And so in these circumstances, they all kind of come together and we kind of release the dark side. And we're far more likely to kind of be who we truly, truly are underneath all these social niceties.
And I guess the only time you would express any professional concern about this isn't if people did it one day a year, but if they started doing it once a week or every day and going home and getting dressed up in strange costumes and acting out of character, then you might say that's really acting in character.
Yes, but if they're acting out of character but it's not hurting anybody, I say all the power to you. But when it starts having an effect on other people or starts having a negative impact on your own life, then it can become a concern.
Are you going out dressed up for Halloween yourself?
Almost every year I have. This year I may not. I might be really boring. But don't forget the alcohol. That'll still be happening.
No, exactly. It's always good to ask the psychologists how they deal with it themselves. But so far, you're not revealing much in your answers. Dr. Oren Amatay, a registered psychologist and frequent contributor here on News Talk 1010. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, John. Take care.
So that gives you a whole bunch of explanations for your behavior in advance when it comes to this Thursday's Halloween night or any parties you happen to be at beforehand. Stay tuned. Coming up next on the Live Drive, we've got Ryan Doyle and John Downs to tell us about tonight's edition of Friendly Fire. That's up next on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.